worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere.
Rub a tail dog. See, she's talking again. I'm trying to do this as a fucking professional, but in front of me is a woman who's breaking my balls, like every woman in my life. I have one and only Alana Love in front of me. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Oh, see? Now I can answer the question.
We'll see. Okay, this is what... let me give you some context, everybody. So I was I was doing the intro to the show earlier. I had to restart it because Alana fucked me up.
No. Don't blame me.
No, I'm going. I'm going to tell why. So I was like, all right, everybody. You know how I do that whole, like, I don't care thing. Oh, everybody, Broken Hill Dog, how you doing? Great. Like, great. That's great. Because you didn't answer me. And the funny part is I say great without hearing an answer because I don't give a fuck. That's the role I'm playing. I'm a method radio guy. Lainey, who we all know.
And love.
Last week's episode.
And who looks really hot today.
Oh, my God.
But she always looks hot.
Her boobs are incredible.
I know. I want them.
I've never seen her wear a top like this or a dress like this. And
it needs to be somewhere all year round.
She has these amazing Israeli breasts, like perfect circle breasts. I know, David, I'm sorry, but I have to compliment. Kudos to you, my brother. And then I have another pretty lady in front of me, and I have Alana, even though she's mouthy.
Hi.
But you're here.
I am here.
I'm excited
to have
you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. You seem so sweet.
Oh, you seem so swell.
Thanks. I'm swell, everybody. So Alana is an adult film personality star, porn star. How many ways can we call you your work?
Whatever you want to call me.
Sex vixen.
Sure.
What else? What else do people call you? Well, you know what confuses me? I was looking you up and I was doing my research and MILF, you don't seem MILFy to me. Why is everybody a MILF?
You.
After they turn 21, you're a MILF?
In the porn industry, that's exactly how it is.
That's bananas.
And it's funny because on Mother's Day, I'm like, I get happy Mother's Day and I'm like, thanks.
How
I'm
many
not
kids do you
mother-
have?
None.
So, okay. I always, whenever I have people in, I'm always intrigued by this part. Your situation is really interesting because you weren't a dancer.
No.
Which is usually the traditional pipeline, right? Girls will go, okay, well, I'm going to dance. And the next thing you know, if they're kind of open to it, well, maybe I'll do a couple.
I was always an entertainer.
Or alone. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I'm going to get into that.
Like,
don't
even
worry.
When I was younger.
Okay,
like...
Let me build it up.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. So, you didn't do that. You said, no, I'm not doing that. And you went hard. You literally went from doing nothing to being a prostitute. Is that the word?
A legal prostitute.
That's what I mean. Legal. I mean, it could be legal. It's the original job. It's the first job ever. Prostitution.
Right. I mean, sex sells. Sex
Hell
is
yeah,
the oldest
it does.
Profession.
And this is why I wanted to talk to you about this up front. Because how long did you work at the Bunny Ranch?
3 years.
3 years. Which in sex years is probably about 40 years, right?
This is not dog years. Like.
But that's fucking for 3 years straight. Where that's your
job. I took
job.
A break.
When do you break? Yeah, that's, okay, that's cool. Let's start there. So when you started, what made you even get into it? That's first off.
Well, I was an accountant and a marketing manager for a company on Wall Street.
Are you pitching the porn to me right now?
No, I swear to God. Do you want to be part of the porn scene?
The accountant turns to sexy lady of the night.
Pretty much. I have
CPA
a degree in accounting.
With TNA.
I don't have CPA. No, I didn't go that far because crunching numbers, like I wanted to commit suicide. But, and then the economy sucked. So.
Oh, wait?
Yeah.
Okay.
Around there. So I needed, you know, to survive and make money. And so I wanted to go the legal route. And like, I was looking for other jobs. It wasn't like, oh, I got laid off. Let me go to the Bunny Ranch. I didn't even know about the Bunny Ranch.
All right. Okay. Slow down. So I know a lot of women come on the show and they don't openly always talk about it. But when the mics turn off, they'll tell me about how like they don't classify themselves as escorts or prostitutes or whatever. But men will DM them on Instagram like just stacks of cash. Like, hey, is this enough for you to come over? And girls
oh, yeah,
I know will get
the time.
So what I'm saying is, we're in an era where there's a lot of blurred lines now between relationships and paying for relationships, paying for company, but it's a relationship. It's weird. It's just, it's a, because of social media, it's a different kind of time.
Social media fucked everything up.
Changed the game, right?
Yeah.
Because you can now be your own pimp. You can be your own this, your own that. You don't, no middleman. Right. It's just literally your DMs you can operate out of if
right,
you truly
exactly.
want to do that.
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
I just learned how to use Snapchat.
It's, you know what? It's not user intensive.
No.
User, and what is the word, Lainey?
User friendly.
User friendly. I'm really hungover, by the way.
What were you doing last night? Getting ready for me?
I was touching this lady's teeth. So this lady behind the bar, this Irish woman, after about six vodkas, I start to dance really, really well. Like, I'm an unbelievable dancer.
Can I see?
Sober. Well, not now. I'm not here to dance for you. So this woman behind the bar, kind of a frumpy lady, but like a young frumpy. So...
So it was like one too many drinks, like she looks good?
Well, not like she looked good, but it became intriguing to just start talking to her, right? Mm-hmm. And then I looked, she had, her teeth were really small. Not small like creepy, but like nice small. And I was drunk enough to be like, let me touch your teeth. So I'm literally taking my thumbs and touching the front of her teeth. And that's
and she's okay with that?
Oh, she's so into it. I think she could have probably sucked my fingers and been all right with it. But I didn't go that far because I'm a gentleman. I just touched your
teeth. Oh, really? Hey, let me touch your teeth.
That's, how weird is that? That's what I like about it. It's totally off the wall.
I would just be like, what?
Well, because you have an attitude problem. This woman was in.
I do not have an attitude problem.
Very charming and six drinks in.
I'm the nicest person you'll ever meet.
I was Fred Astaire on the bar. Anyways.
You just couldn't stop staring at her teeth?
I couldn't stop staring at her teeth.
That's the most weirdest thing ever.
I almost like, let me punch all your teeth out so I can put them in my pocket and keep them for life. I'll make a necklace out of your teeth.
That's so sexy.
So you decided the market crashed.
Yes,
let's do this legally. Yeah. But were you doing it on a small level before? Like,
no.
Oh, a guy would pay your cell phone bill or something?
No.
Never?
Never.
You just knew that you enjoyed sex.
No,
you figured
and someone
you were decent
told
at
me
it.
About the Cat House show.
Yeah, because the show is really popular on HBO. We were actually
right.
talking about this off air. Yeah.
So I watched it and I was like, all right, whatever, fine.
Seems fun. Seems like a sorority.
No, not really. But I was just like, okay, let
it
me see.
It looks ruthless,
this...
actually. I know in the show they try to present it as all the girls are friends. They're not.
They're not.
They hate each other.
It's all cattiness
yeah.
and everything. Like, thankfully, I had a room with the lock on it. And I was
some
able...
don't have locks?
No. And some don't have, like, their own bathrooms. Like, you need to share it.
Oh. So you're, like... Okay, this is great. Let's.
But Dennis really liked me.
Yeah, that's what I heard. This is what I've been hearing. Dennis Hoff, everybody, from the Bunny Ranch, which everyone knows because the guy plugs himself a lot. Okay. I walk into the Bunny Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
The bell goes ding, ding, ding.
Right. We all get online.
And that's what I'm trying to get to. All right. We're building.
You're the worst. Like you
know what you think? So you,
I know
so,
what you're
so everyone, everyone comes out running, right? And your heels, and you're like, mm-hmm. That's one of the best parts of the show is like everyone with their prancy. You see what I'm doing right now? My hands all.
I do.
So you line up. What's the pose you do? What's like the move for you? Because all the girls have a pose because you're trying to get picked. That's the
right.
whole premise.
I actually just stand there.
I could see you just sitting there like you're not interested, and someone just picks you. And other girls are like really posing off.
Like, half the time I was just, like, in flip-flops because I didn't have time to put on heels.
Because you're already doing something else?
No, because I was just, like...
Hey, what if...
I came too late to the bell.
If you hear the bell and you're in the middle of banging...
Then you obviously don't come online.
But what if you're like, let me finish this guy, I can jump in. You know, like, taxi drivers, like, get excited when they pick me up from, LaGuardia because they can just turn right back around and go get
another
person.
That's true, but
you
this is not
a
taxi
driver
thing.
Out of LaGuardia on them?
I should, but no.
You're like, hey, you gotta come, pal, all right?
Hey!
I'm already in your mind. I'm,
exactly.
I'm on a love. I actually
we already
stuff.
Came like twice, so.
I gotta get back out of there. How long in between breaks? So you sleep with the guy, mm-hmm. with somebody, and how long do you have to, how long of a break do you take before you jump back in line again?
I mean, you could pick your own, like.
Do you shower after every guy?
Of course.
I'm obsessed with showering.
I'm
I would
obsessed
have to
with
shower after every guy.
Are you kidding? That's disgusting if you don't.
I've said this on the show a lot. If I was a woman.
So you don't have showers after sex?
I just said I did. Are you listening to the same show I am?
No.
I'm talking right at you. I've told people on the show before that I am, if I was a woman, I would be like the long game whore. I would take you for all your money. I would suck and fuck you crazy. I would be a championship whore. I mean,
you could still do that as a guy.
Well, not in the same way. I would be banging. I would be on Instagram showing my ass. I would twerking and clapping.
You might get a lot of like,
I don't care. Bring it all. Bring all your dick pics. Bring all. Exactly. And I'm going to come to your house with my blade in my purse. And if you try to start some shit, you're getting cut. And I'm going to work you and you're going to fall in love. I'll have all these geeks.
That's how you really know you're from New York.
That's right. All these Silicon Valley geeks. I'm coming for your money. Uber. If you're on the board at Uber, I'm coming for you.
I'm coming for you because I need Uber rides.
I'm going to marry you. I'm going to take all your dough and you're going to be happy for it. I'm going to just funnel the semen out of your balls. And you're going to be like, man, I love my first wife. Joshina, my first wife.
Joshina. So you already picked a name.
You thought about this already. The devil's in the details, Alana Love. The devil's in the details.
You already thought about this all.
So you take a shower after every guy.
Yes.
Do you have to reapply your makeup? Because you're a good-looking woman, man. You have a lot of
upkeep. Thank you. You're not too bad either.
Yeah. That's almost a compliment. But there's work that goes into it. You have very nice makeup. I know it's hard to do makeup. I've seen people try. I've seen tutorials.
I had rules, actually.
You have rules.
Yeah.
So no one can touch your face.
Correct. Or my hair.
When you're doing fellatios, if I'm paying you, I can't touch your hair.
Right.
Unless it's
like a scene, and then, you know what, then the makeup goes bye-bye.
We'll get to your scenes. We're talking straight up when you were the working girl days.
Oh, no.
No one can touch your hair
face. I never really like to work hard. I'll be honest with you.
I'm starting to sense a trend. Your flip-flops, you would just lay there?
No. I actually do work. Okay. But like my rates were pretty high because you get to pick and choose your own rates.
What was your rates?
$2,500 for the hour.
For the hour? Holy shit.
So.
$2,500. Mm-hmm. That's a New York City apartment rent for 1 hour of your time.
I know.
And what comes with that?
Me.
But you don't like to work. Like you're just seeing your flip flops. Like, once I get there, sit around chatting about your pedicure. What?
Sometimes they actually do like to chat about my pedicure. But you know what? I feel like I'm a high paid therapist.
You're not though.
I am.
Maybe you are. You're like a bartender.
Yes, they tell me all their problems.
Everyone has millennialitis now. So I've talked to bartenders. Don't hear your problems anymore. They're too busy posting with their stupid fucking hipster mustache and their new toxicology bullshit.
They're like, oh my god, look at me. And bartenders became the new strippers.
They're the worst. They're the fucking worst. I'm never going. Oh, sorry, I'm gonna go on a rant. I feel myself leaning towards a bad place. So $2,500 to be with Alana Love. Mm-hmm. Was your name Alana Love then?
It was.
Even when you were doing accounting?
No, yeah, exactly.
CPA Alana Love, please.
CPA Alana Love, because I got a lot of love to give, so.
So you picked that name right out of the gate.
Yes.
Why? I was so creative with it. Well, I mean.
They told me to pick a name, so I was just like.
Are you nervous when you show up to that joint? Because you're from New York, right?
You know what? My first time, I was nervous as shit.
I would be nervous.
I was. I started crying.
Well, that's healthy.
No, I mean,
why were you crying?
Because I didn't know what the hell like I signed up for. Nothing like that.
Were you scared?
I was.
What runs through your mind? I mean, you seem pretty confident in all your choices. So,
wait, thank you. I'm interested, so I'm very confident in being here.
Well, you have a bodyguard. You have Lainey in her
breasts. I do.
So when you,
I need to be her bodyguard though today.
I know a lot of people. She looks hot. It's Queens. I know. You know. I mean, I know we're gentrified down here with all the white boys. So you get in there. In your mind, are you ever like at any moment kind of second guessing it? Like, why am I doing this? Why would I do this?
I mean, honestly, I've always like there are times when I'm just like, what am I doing and stuff like that. And like I should have went the other route because. My family has no clue what I'm doing. So really? I've been hiding it for 5 years.
How is that even possible? Because you're all over the internet.
We don't speak about it. So in my head, they probably don't know.
Ask, don't tell. Okay, yeah.
Like.
But you come from a pretty traditional Russian family?
Russian Jewish family,
Oh, dude.
So, I mean, obviously my mom doesn't really look at the internet or anything like that. So it's like, okay. But my older brother, that's when every single time, like, I get a phone call from him, I have a heart attack. Because
you think it might be that.
Yeah.
But that time's coming. It's the inevitable. He's a man.
I don't like to think so.
You don't think so? You think
no, you're gonna... I like to be naive with that.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, yeah. But that's your own thing. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, like, it's inevitable. We'll say it's never going to happen.
Exactly.
It's going to happen. I don't want it to happen. I just think it's so hard because I've been dealing with something similar in the sense of I have a lot of lawyers because I get in a lot of trouble. And I've done a lot of dirty shit. Not like crime, but like I've filmed tons of weird shit that I've done.
Like sex tapes?
Sex stuff. I have tons of stuff. Fuck. Don't worry, guys. I'm putting a drill in the hard drive right after the show. And I'm always like, I don't want anybody trying to fuck with my money. What if I got a gig working for Nickelodeon, even though everyone now has some picture of themselves out there somewhere.
Right.
How do I get people to like sign NDAs or whatever? How can I protect myself against shit?
You really can't anymore.
It's
no.
Over. I can't do anything. It's
you
done.
Really can't. Like, I already thought of the game plan being like, oh, it's not me. It's just someone that looks like me.
It's your doppelganger or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone has one. How I Met Your Mother. Like, that's a great show, by the way. But everyone has one.
No, it's not a good show.
I loved it, okay? I loved it. I mean,
you
I
you watch them when you're at the ranch? You're just, like, in between guys. That's why you're late for the bell, because you're watching.
Yeah, of course. I was watching Netflix a lot. I'll be honest.
All right. So, the first day, you're crying, because you're super nervous. You're almost like, there's a lot of other things I could do. I'm smart. Not that people are dumb that do that. In fact, it's a pretty lucrative career, but you are all putting up with a lot of bullshit.
Right.
What kind of snapped you out of it?
Honestly, the money helped.
So when you were the first night you were working and you got that first client.
Oh, no, I went home. Like the first night.
Oh, you didn't even stay.
I didn't stay because I started crying and the customer paid me to leave.
So you actually had a client.
Yeah, and I was crying.
So you did the lineup and you were fine.
I was like, I was
still
like.
You were shaky, but fine.
Yeah.
Someone picked you.
Mm-hmm. And then we decided on a price, whatever, everything. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden we get into the room and I'm like, I just start bawling out crying.
What outfit were you wearing? Like what?
I was already in lingerie.
Oh,
and
it's
everything.
Lingerie you guys wear.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
like see-through. I want to set the scene. So you like all sexied up,
mm-hmm.
like see-through lingerie,
yeah.
thong, heels.
Yes.
And then this guy thinks, man, I got a good
one. I got
one.
It. Like it. I'm good.
But what kind of cry? Like a whimper or an actual bawl?
An actual cry.
So kind of like. Were you trying to hold it in?
No, it just came out. Like, it just came out.
Did you say anything to him?
I was like, I'm so sorry.
I don't know what is going on with me. I'm sorry.
Like, meanwhile, he was my therapist.
It's okay.
He's like, here's
Can
money.
Can I get a freebie? It's okay.
Yeah, he's like, here's money. Can you please, like, not.
You just totally ruined my trip to Viagra and you just fucked me?
He's like, I could have came home to my wife right now.
What would you say the percentage of males that are married go in there?
A lot.
Would you say it's up around like 75%?
Maybe around like 70, 75, yeah.
That's a lot. And a lot of them.
I just said that.
I mean, I'm reiterating what you said. 75% is a lot considering how many people come through there.
Right.
What do you think that's? Everyone says, oh, because my wife's not doing something at home, which is kind of a cop out. What do you think it is? Do you think it's a degree of that and also them not being very vocal and them liking the strange? I mean, what do you think it is?
Well, most guys think that, like, cheating means starting a whole new relationship and everything like that. So they feel that if they pay for it, then it's not cheating.
Sure.
But
is it cheating? Are you saying it is?
I mean,
If you're paying for it, I don't think it's cheating.
I need to plead the fifth, but like if I was with someone, then yes, it's cheating.
Really? Even if they paid good money?
I mean, they're not paying me, so it doesn't matter.
What if he paid you as the middleman to get him a hooker and he gave you a commission?
I actually did that for my ex-fiance.
I mean, that's what you're supposed
to
do.
I was at the Bunny Ranch and he was in New York and like he was just like, oh my God, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I found him an escort in New York.
So as a fiance... As a fiancé.
Fiancé.
One of the... I've noticed this about certain relationships when people work in the sex industry. When they're dealing with kind of a civilian, if you will. That's what they call people
right.
out in the industry.
And you're a civilian.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm in the industry. I'm in the entertainment industry. I'm fucking hellfire and brimstone. Streets of fire! they have like an understanding where, oh, I'll bring girls home, and I also, you know, I sleep with men for my job.
Right.
So you and your fiance had a situation like that where you had, because you have to be kind of, you have to be pretty open.
You have to be open. Like, the person that I'm with has to have an understanding that, mm-hmm. like, this is just a job. You know what I mean? And then I come home to you.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, he got so used to the lifestyle that, like.
What's part of that lifestyle?
The money and okay. everything.
Because you
that
would help
with,
out with stuff and.
Not
take
just
care of
help
things.
Out. Like, I would actually pay for everything.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And then it got to the point that I was just like, why? Why am I doing this? When mm-hmm. I could be saving so much and everything like that.
Yeah.
And where is it going? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the best relationship to begin with.
Sure.
Because even so, like, I gave him everything and he still had side chicks. So I'm like, how does
that
this
you didn't
work?
Know about?
That I didn't know about and that I found out about.
You know what's funny? Men are so dumb. And I think part of it's testosterone. For the most part, we're just dumb. You have a good gig like that, right? You have an attractive woman. I get that there's probably some degree of ego where, you know, she's out with other guys, so fuck it.
But at the same
it's
time,
pathetic.
it's not like I'm hanging out with
no.
other guys. I'm working.
Yeah, and
you know what
and
I mean?
Then you have the audacity to spend her money
right.
after all that.
Right.
And you said that you were kind of open to the idea of him being with people as long as you knew about it, right?
As long as I knew about it. Because, listen, I traveled so much at that point that he's a guy. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Guys have needs just like women
sure.
have needs.
Sure.
So, I mean, maybe not touching teeth, but.
I like to touch people's teeth. I have my own needs.
That's a little odd, but.
This is coming from Alana Love. That's odd.
Exactly. I could say that. I don't know if you can, but I can.
It's not odd.
So
I'm
hold
sure
on,
you've seen
Lainey.
More odd.
Can I touch your teeth?
I mean, whatever. So I'm a man who pays attention to details, okay? I pay attention to details. Doesn't always have to be tits and ass with me. I'm a gentleman. I'm also...
Of course, it's teeth.
Well, it's not always
How
teeth,
small
Alana.
Were the teeth?
They weren't like niblets. They were nice-looking teeth. I just more wanted to see if she would say yes.
And she did.
Oh, yeah. She was all about it.
She was like, so yes, happy. A hot guy is finally coming on to me.
Finally, a hot guy is touching my teeth. Don't try to get away from the question, motherfucker. So... What kind of situation could he have? Could he have a girlfriend in addition to you?
Would you
have kiboshed that? It could only be physical encounters.
Physical encounters, because don't create other relationships when you're in a relationship
would
with
you,
me.
Would if he was like, all right, fine. How about you find the girl and you create the relationship with her and just send her to my house and you can...
It's the same exact thing.
No, it's not. Not if you're the one texting and you're the one... Making her like me. If I'm like, you make this woman like me so I don't have to make her like me.
Exactly.
That way you
so
keep her in
way,
check. You...
In your head, it's like I'm the one that created all this.
No. In my head, it's I'm not going out and finding anybody and charming them. My fiance's out there charming them and she's sending them to me. And that way only her and my fiance have each other's numbers and my fiance will put her in check. Like, hey, you can only go over during this time of the day.
Yeah, but you know what? Then it happens. Then it happens that like the girl will be catty or whatever and
stuff
like
that. Never, I would ditch her. I'm all about you, babe. I would ditch her.
Now I know you're full of shit.
I'm all about Alana Love.
I know. Who isn't?
I'm so sorry. I would tell my side chick that you found for me, I would say, I'm sorry. I want you to know that I am in love with this Russian Jew difficult woman. I'm so
not difficult.
And I need you to abide. Send her a text and tell her I told you that.
Okay, hold on. I'll text her right
That's
now.
That's what I would tell her, my side chick. So how long were you dating this guy while you were working
9 years.
And then how much of the relationship were you at the Bunny Ranch?
The whole entire time.
And you're making buku dollars out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
he didn't meet me that way, obviously.
Well, 9 years, he probably yeah. met you as an accountant. He thought he probably had a pretty good setup, you know?
And then all of a sudden, like I said, we need, like, I needed money and everything. And he was just like, do whatever you have to do. I'm like, okay.
When he said that, did he know that that would even be an option?
Well, we discussed it. Like, I didn't hide anything from him.
How'd you come to that when you were doing the process of elimination? How'd you come to that?
Well, a friend of mine told me, hey, why don't you apply for the Bunny Ranch, whatever, blah, blah,
blah. Did you have friends in the industry already?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
how did, is just like high school friends or just people you, were you already just, in a circle of people
well,
like
I
that?
I was in the nightlife for about like 18, 19
like clubs
years.
And stuff. Okay.
Yeah, I used to run the door and everything like that. So mm-hmm. I was the bitch at the door. Probably yeah, yeah. didn't let you in.
Why'd you point at me?
That's a weird thing to say. You're the only one here.
You point at me saying you didn't let me in? What? You know my inner insecurities?
Well,
anyways.
Teeth is not one of them.
She's obsessed with me touching people's teeth. So you used to work at the front. It's not that odd, right? How dare you shame me? I came in here open-minded interviewing you, and you shame me for teeth touching?
No, I'm very open-minded. I'm very
open-minded.
After
the show, I'm going to touch your teeth, and you're going to love it. It's going to be amazing.
You can touch it now.
So you're telling me that you are a hostess at nightclubs, taking people's cover charges, whatever.
Yeah.
You're the eye candy at the front door, and through working in that industry, you meet all kinds of different people from walks
Correct.
Of life, and you became friendly with someone that actually
right.
became a Bunny Ranch person? Or knew about how to do that?
Knew about okay. it. And then, so I applied, and 10 minutes later, Dennis Half called me.
What do you got to send in? How many photos?
Two?
Nude?
No.
So you
like,
you
just
were...
bikini and stuff
okay.
like that.
So you sent two bikini photos in. Do you have to send in a resume, like your likes and dislikes?
I had to send in, like, experiences and stuff, like
really?
Long walks on the beach. And yeah. So.
What is the questionnaire? Do you
I don't remember that. No.
Really? That's fast. That would be fascinating.
I'll
Do
get
they make
it for
you.
You
rank your
you
sexual
can go on
prowess?
BunnyRanch.com and see. Apply.
No, I don't want to ruin it. I want to. So you applied, and then minutes later, the head dude goes, you got to come here.
Yes, and I thought it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
So I hung up on him.
It wasn't Michael Jackson that called you. It was Dennis Hoff. Okay?
But I thought it was a joke.
Really?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, minutes later, he's like, this is not a joke. I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, come down, whatever. Come check it out. Everything. So I told my family that, like, the company I was working for is expanding out to, like, Nevada.
Yeah. Are you so close to your family?
I mean, I see them on family.
It's close enough to where you don't want them to be upset.
Right. So I went to Nevada and everything like that. I was like, what the hell did I sign
you
up for?
You flew from New York to Nevada
mm-hmm.
for this.
For that.
So that whole flight, 5 hours, you're like, fuck, this is happening. You get
yeah.
there the first night. You get the client. You start crying. You
I go home.
You go home.
Yes.
Then you go back the next day?
No, I go back the next weekend.
So you waited how many days before going back?
About 4 or 5.
You stayed in Nevada, hung out for a while. Or did you go back to New York?
No, I went back
you
to New York.
You legit flew back.
I flew
After
back.
After one night, you're like fucking
yeah.
booked a flight and bounced. Oh,
yeah.
my God. And then you said, well, what made you get the courage to go fly all the way back again?
Because Dennis kept calling me, and he was just
so
like, give it
after.
Another try
okay.
and stuff like that.
He knew
and like,
he had a moneymaker and like a beautiful woman he wanted. And
well,
he's like, you got to get out
like,
here.
Of course. Like,
yeah.
he knows what he wants.
Yeah. He put the extra time
of
in.
Of course. He, yes, he
and
did.
And he knew like you needed all that attention.
I'm such an attention whore.
Yeah,
I know. I do. I need attention. Like, if you're not giving me attention in, like, a minute, I'll be like, hello.
Yeah, I know. I can see that.
Yeah.
I don't even know you. I can see it. So you went back, and then you didn't cry.
No.
And you made money.
Right now, like, it just...
You
want
to cry right now? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah. You're going to make me cry.
Thinking about it makes you want to cry. So the next time... So the next client you get 5 days later... Is your fucking mental game so strong now because he's kind of talked you up?
I blocked it all out.
You literally just shut it down. How long into the tenure do you not have that you're used to it, that you're able to just function as this is my character, this is who I am here?
You know what? After being in the house for like 2 weeks at a time and stuff like
yeah.
that, you kind of get used to it day by day. It just gets easier and easier to the point where you just block it out
mm-hmm.
and like... Emotionally, it takes a toll on you.
Sure.
And mentally, it takes a toll on
you. Because you're disregarding certain feelings. You're burying them, right?
Yeah.
So they have to come up at some point.
So it was just, like, it became easier for me to make money, but it became harder for me to actually have relationships.
Yeah, to be intimate, right? I was telling this to actually Lainey and I were talking about this. I was in Detroit headlining some shows, and I've done the shows before, like, previous year. And I didn't understand, like, the guy, the booker, always takes me to... strip clubs, and I'm actually totally reiterating what I told Lainey, because I do the show, they think, oh, this guy wants to always go to a strip club, and Detroit has a ton of them, and I was like, why the fuck do they have so many? And then the second trip, this last trip, I realized why. People
why?
Do stuff in there. I mean, and I realized, like, I have a whole new outlook on paying for sex. I used to think, oh, I wouldn't do it because I would like to try to make someone like me, because I'm like you. I'm like, I want attention, so I want to get my own attention.
See, I see that.
And I want to get stuff out of it. Like, come on, let me run a game here. Let's all run a game. Let's see whose game's better. Let's do it.
I probably would.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. but then I realized this last trip, it's a pretty simplistic and logical transaction, especially if the pool of people in your dating area aren't very good.
Right.
And in Detroit, I'm going to be quite frank. I know some of you in Detroit. I love the city. It's an underrated city. I like going there. But your dating situation, guys, it ain't very good.
Why?
So, because the best way I can describe it, I talk to a lot of just people in general, single men and women, just because of my job. And in that city, I did that a lot because I would go out. The crowd would like bring me out to bars. A lot of people I met are people that would pick a Big Mac over a filet mignon. Like, just that kind of mindset.
Really?
Right? Yeah, it's just a very, it's very, I can't even explain it. It's like a lack of culture. There's something about it where you're like, why would you not want something better? It's almost like they pick what's familiar.
Well, and people like happens. To go with what they're comfortable with.
So that's my point, is that I understand now why there's so many strip clubs. Because if your dating pool isn't very good, where are you going to go?
Right, the strip club.
You got to go there.
Right.
So I assume to a degree, it's kind of similar for people that go into the Bunny Ranch because it's, like you said, it's safe. It's legal. There's no repercussions. Right. And the women get to dictate terms on what they want to do. And you get to get what you want and you get to walk out. And there is no messiness or...
Right. There's no drama. There's no, like, anything like that. And but I do remember one time where, like, the guy was messy. I forgot it. Like, I forgot the name or whatever.
You have the greatest memory.
No, it was 3 years ago, so it doesn't really matter. But I remember the story.
Okay.
Like, he was messy and actually put my name in his phone and stuff. And, like, his wife saw it, so she kept, like, calling my phone and, like, threatening to kill me and everything.
Over
and
what?
I was just like, block.
Yeah, I know. Does that freak you out?
No, not really, because at the same time, it's like, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
Talk to your husband. Yeah, He's the one that gave me money.
Isn't it so odd how... You know, people get mad at the woman. I've had people reach out to my wife and say shit to her. And I'd be like, what is the point? Why would you do that? That's just so dumb.
Exactly.
Move on.
Exactly.
Move on. Get out of the way.
It's not my fault. I'm not the one that, like, came to the Bunny Ranch and, like on
went
a mission.
Went to the ATM.
Exactly.
Took the money out. Lied to you. Got in the car.
Exactly. Like,
there's a whole bunch of steps before me.
Exactly. So... I'm the one that took the money. Thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Fucking people are out of their fucking
But
minds.
I definitely think that it should be legal everywhere.
I agree.
Because then it would be...
controlled and it could be safe and it doesn't have to spread diseases. It could be something...
Right, like everyone needs to get tested and
it's
everything.
It's a service that should happen.
It is a service, actually.
It is a service. I completely agree. That's what I'm trying to say.
There would be a lot more peace
in the
world.
That's what I said,
world.
Service. Peace? As you said, peace?
There would be a lot more peace in the world.
You think people... This is a humanitarian, Alana Love.
Exactly.
Coming at you.
I'm all about the people.
The peace we're going to have. If everybody was able to buy pussy, it would be peace.
It really
you
would
could
be.
You could buy dick and pussy, like, all day. It would be some
peace.
There
would be no terrorist attacks.
You think so? Oh, because you're assuming they're trying to get to 70 virgins?
Yes, exactly.
If they could just have them here, it would be all right.
Then they'll be like, why do we need,
wow, we don't
why
want
do we
virgins?
Need to attack?
Amazing. You must have been, you must have took history. Like, you really have some... some thoughts. So,
hold on, I'll send them to you later.
Yeah, great. Email them to me. So you're at the Bunny Ranch for 5 years?
Three years.
3 years, and how far into the 3 years are you thinking, maybe I should be in the adult film industry? Because and why would you do that? I assume there's more money in the Bunny Ranch, isn't there?
There was more money in the Bunny Ranch,
okay.
But then it started dying out.
The Bunny Ranch did?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I assume because of, like, the internet and, like, arrows and everything
kind
like that.
Kind of what we talked about up top, where you get access to girls a
like,
lot
like, why would you travel all the way to, like, Reno, Nevada when you could get a girl at your door?
Yeah.
So, and pay less.
I agree.
So, it was dying out, so I was just like, okay, what's the difference?
This is so funny. So, you're basically telling me the Moonlight Bunny Ranch died out because it was like eBay.
Yeah, pretty much. Because
the internet became like...
Pretty much.
Escort eBay, and you totally undercut the middleman.
I mean, it was always like... The internet was always around, but like...
Not like it is now. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not like...
2010, it started.
They had to close down Backpage. Like, that's how bad it became. Like, okay.
That's amazing, yeah. Right? Really? Yeah. Fuck.
And they closed down, like, the Craigslist. Mm-hmm. Maybe because of the Craigslist killer. But whatever. Maybe.
Because now people can run their operation via phone.
Right.
Through apps like we talked about and through a ton of other situations. And
right. Like,
roads
you don't need to actually
channels.
Go on a plane.
No. Fucking amazing.
Or why go out to Reno, Nevada when you could go out to Las Vegas?
Yeah, seriously.
And there's girls
Hawaii.
Just on the strip. Like, pick your choice.
Yeah. So you're saying that was like the moment you said, oh, it's kind of slowing down. What else can I do? And what made you say, I want to stay in the sex industry?
I mean, sex is the oldest profession.
I agree.
So,
but for you personally, what was it that said, you know, I'm going to stay in this industry because it's what you knew, or you thought that this would be a good way to have the flexibility that you want? Or
I already built up a following mm-hmm. with, like, social media and stuff like that and everything. So mm-hmm. I was just like, it's not that I wanted to stay in the sex industry, but I was like, let me try out, like, doing porn. Let's mm-hmm. see how that goes and stuff like that.
What
like,
intrigued you about it, about porn itself and being an actor in it?
Did
you see any shoots previous to you starting?
Honestly, I've never watched porn. I don't even
watch
myself.
Well, I mean, actually, you've never been on a set even before you start. Okay.
No. I like to go all in or nothing at all.
Did you cry your first scene to stay
in
line with the trend?
In the hotel room, yeah.
Okay, so you stayed in line with the trend. You got your cry out. Now you can get to work.
But thankfully, like, my first shoot was for Reality Kings. Okay. So everyone was amazing on set. Yeah. So they made it, like, really, really good for me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God, there's cameras everywhere. I was like...
What is a shoot?
I remember I shot for, like, Dog Fart or whatever. You know, the one with the black cock in my mouth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one.
That one.
Such an interesting name for a porn company.
A little bit. So... Like, they knew that my family has no idea. They're like, you might as well call them up right now because they're going to find out. I'm like, I'll take my chances.
I'm sensing a theme here, Alana. I think I might have said that up top. It's inevitable.
They have not found out.
Well, yeah, I think you'll be all right. But all it takes is once. That's the thing. It sucks. You could be perfect and just never. No one ever finds out. And then one dumb thing happens and they do. But I'm sure you'll be fine.
I could just say it's not me. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
So, okay. So you do your first scene, and you're in the business right away because you're not 18. Are they like, okay, so you're going to be
I'm the MILF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's become
like,
kind of like a
calling
card
for you,
right?
Oh, you joined late. I'm like, I didn't realize there was an age limit, but
it was like
sure.
Ballet?
Yeah, pretty much.
14
like,
when you joined?
I need practice.
Jesus. So this MILF thing, you're like ranked. When I Googled you, you're like a ranked MILF.
Yes.
And it's mind-boggling that – do people just love the word now? Is that what it's become?
I think so.
You don't look
because
like a mom.
People – why, thank you.
it's a fact.
I love it when I get carded everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like –
you know
like,
what?
Can I feel
like guys do that to see your name and your – shit, like your personal shit.
No, I remember like when I just turned 21 because mm-hmm. my real last name is so long that I need to buy a vowel.
Yeah.
And stuff. So I finally stopped using fake IDs and started using my real one. Uh-huh. And so people thought that like it was a fake ID. I'm like,
because the name was so crazy.
They're like, can you spell your last name? I'm like,
can you?
I can.
I'm sure you can, right?
I can. Funny, but I got like caught on the spot. I was like, wait a second, how do I spell my last name? I'm like, it's me, I promise.
So, I don't even know how to go with that. You not being able to spell your last name.
I did spell
on
it.
On the spot.
Yeah, on the spot.
You put me on the spot with my
seriously,
last name.
Seriously, I need to buy a vowel for it.
I just imagine like those letters, like those fucking, is it written in those crazy Russian letters too?
Well, no, it's written in English.
No, come on. Get a good ID. You got a better ID.
Like McLovin?
So you've been in the game how long now?
Altogether 5 years.
Industry, 5.5 years.
Yes.
Which is a lot of scenes.
Yes.
How long do you plan on staying in the industry?
As long as people still love
hire
me.
You. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you noticed, is Twitter a great option now to be an adult star and interact with your fans? Like, do you get a lot of stuff through that? Like, Amazon,
I do, and I get
all that shit.
Twitter, Instagram, like all the social media, like people love to see your daily life. Even
it's
if
weird, right?
Even
it's
if like you're just playing with your
anymore.
Hair, like people are like, "Oh, you're so pretty." I'm like, but that's where the attention whore comes in.
Sure, yeah. I mean it must be great for you to constantly post stuff and people
and
love
be
it.
Like, "Oh my god, I love
and
you,"
and not have to do anything. You literally just stand there,
and I'm like "Oh my god,
love
I love
to just
you
stand
too."
There. Just sitting and standing.
And I'm not crying anymore.
I don't know. People probably would pay to see that. I would like to reenact Alana's first days on a porn set.
We
and
could have that arranged.
Where you're just crying. That would be the greatest sketch
ever. We could arrange that.
So you're based in New York still?
I am.
And now that you... I know girls will headline clubs when they are adult film stars to bank their money. Do you do that now? I know you didn't dance before. So now you dance.
Yes.
Was it hard for you to... Did you cry when you first stripped or you were already...
I didn't cry, but I let people know I'm not like an actual dancer. I'm more of an entertainer.
What does that mean?
So I know how to entertain people.
Like tell jokes? What do you do?
Well, no, you're the comedian here,
I,
not
that's
me.
That's what I thought. But, so when you say entertain, you say it in such a way.
Like,
it makes
I just
you think
go,
you do
hi.
You should see the way she's waving her hands. She's literally just waving her hands by like, ear level. So you get
and
naked
like,
and you just wave?
And like do a meet and greet and like
but you don't
give
like
away
dance DVDs. Dance.
I do. I like stand next to the pole and walk around it.
You walk
stuff.
Around the pole.
Yes.
You don't do any pole tricks. You just walk
I don't
around.
Know how to do pole tricks, no. I don't know how to twerk. Sorry, love you all, but no.
Why? You just don't want to learn?
I don't know how to have sex.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, I can see. But twerking, is it hard to do? I ask women in here all
honestly,
the time.
Honestly, I've never tried.
You just say, fuck it. I don't care.
I like to be different.
I like to be different and not put any effort in to my job and have people pay me for it. So you just walk around and then your fans will come out and then and they don't
well,
get mad
I woke
at you.
Up to the fans.
Well, kudos to you. You
thank
walk up
you.
To,
I woke so, up to the fans.
So the club goes,
I love my fans.
I know. Yeah, they're the backbone of your business. You should.
Exactly.
So you go to the club and the club has no beef with you not knowing how to really dance like a stripper because you're bringing
I'm
people in.
I'm not a stripper, though.
You're not. You're an
right.
entertainer.
Right.
You're an
and
personality.
And I'm the feature.
But because
exactly.
it's a strip club, you still have to get on stage.
I do get on stage.
Yes, I know.
Ask Lainey. She witnessed it.
Where at? Headquarters?
Headquarters.
Oh, nice. I like headquarters.
You weren't there?
I wasn't there that night. No, I wasn't invited, but I've been there. I love how everything's a fucking trial with Alana. It's like you're some lawyer that's missing all
I
should kinds
have been
shit.
A lawyer.
You're the lawyer that misses information.
I should have been
remember.
A lawyer. I'm a Russian Jew, so
yeah,
what do you expect?
Lawyer. So you walk around, you walk up to the fans, you sign some shirts, you take some Polaroids,
yes.
you let them...
Polaroids?
Don't you do Polaroids or something? Or don't isn't that a thing, right? Polaroids? See, Lainey knows. Stop trying to make me feel like I'm dumb. I know the fucking protocol. So then... you do lap dances and you charge
yes.
an additional amount because you're the feature, right?
Right.
So you can charge like $100 for one lap dance.
Correct.
If you choose to.
If I choose to, correct.
That's awesome.
I know.
And how many scenes a month are you shooting? What's your schedule like?
Well, right now I haven't really been shooting, but mm-hmm. before I would like go a week to LA or whatever and like just shoot many different scenes and mm-hmm. then come back home.
Come back. That's a great schedule. And then you... Then you do the headlining dancing and you earn money that way. And
then I have Lainey.
And you have Lainey
yes.
as a powerhouse.
She is my powerhouse.
She
like,
really is.
Without her, there would be no me.
I wow. She is here, so I don't know. Lainey is amazing.
She is.
I don't know how more compliments I can give her before she takes her top off, but I'm going to go for five more compliments. And I'm
five
giving
more.
Up. And I'm giving up. So what can we see you in? Do you have any new scenes out? Where can people go find you? Plug all your stuff, please. I'm dying to know.
I'm sure you are.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
They can find me on Twitter at AlanaLoveXXX.
I like that.
I know.
I'm
it's
glad
L-U-V, not L-O-V. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad that truck didn't hit you when they backed
I don't think
the
people know exactly what you're talking about.
So a semi. This is how much men... Not having pussy, how crazy it makes men.
He was mad. He was on a mission.
That's what I mean. I've known guys that... My dad is the most bitter guy over a divorce. I can only imagine a guy who knows in his heart of hearts he can't have a certain person. Maybe he fell in love with someone at the Bunny Ranch, or he's mad at the Bunny Ranch for having all these pretty girls.
Yeah.
So he backs his semi into the Bunny Ranch and crushes the whole front of it. It's terrifying.
But he wore a mask.
But he did wear a mask. Unfortunately, those masks can be pulled off. If he's ever seen Scooby-Doo, he would know that mask fall off.
And he looked like a pedophile.
Oh, he looked awful. And he had a mullet. It was a terrible mullet. This is like last week. It's not like 1994.
No, exactly.
It was last fucking week.
But that's what you get in Reno, Nevada.
That's right. But that's not your clientele.
No.
You get high rollers. $2,500. No mullet man. You know what? If the mullet man can't afford $2,500, then all
kudos to him.
Kudos.
Then he would not be like...
He wouldn't be driving a semi.
Exactly.
He should have fucking sold the semi and just went and got a hooker. Think
Seriously.
With your fucking head, buddy.
But clearly he was thinking with the wrong head.
Yeah. He was thinking with his heart. That's the problem.
Because
his heart was hurt.
Oh.
He couldn't have somebody.
Because Dennis Hoff did not allow it. Because
Dennis Hoff didn't give him the comforts of a beautiful woman.
What about volunteering
a
woman?
Imagine that ride, too, where the fucking radio's going off. Like, kirk, kirk. Brian! Brian! Kirk. Over, Brian! Kirk. Where you at? It's over, man! No, fuck this! It's over, fuck! It is fucking over, man! I can't take this shit! I'm backing this fucker up into the Bunny Ranch! Brian, don't do it!
I'm
Brian.
Done!
Brian, come on! Let's talk this out! All right, plug where you're at. Alana Love XXX is your Twitter.
Yes.
And I'm looking at it right now. You have to go follow her. She has amazing pictures. She's very engaging. She's twirling her hair. It's a whole thing. Your Instagram is private.
It is private.
Is that because people report adult film stars so much?
They do report it, and also my family's on Instagram.
Oh, I forget that there's a whole, like,
even
diabolical
though I blocked
plan
them
behind
all,
this. Okay,
but-
all right.
See, there's a reason for my madness.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
is.
I get it.
But on Instagram, you can follow me at alana.love. It's L-U-V again, not L-O-V-E.
And Alana's one N, correct, with you?
Yes.
Okay. So alana.love is your Instagram.
And Snapchat is alana.love.xxx.
Do you have one of those Snapchats where people have to pay?
No, because I have no idea how to do it. But
oh, yeah, I forgot. You just learned how to do it.
Yeah.
Do you show a lot of stuff on your Snapchat? Or do you save nips and crevices for paying customers?
I mean,
how far do you go to tease the fans, to entice them?
They've already seen me naked, so
well,
I mean.
Well, that's what I mean, though, but it's like, different when you're doing it.
That's true.
When it's your
but
little
I mean,
phone.
I might as well like to keep my fans enticed and everything and be like, oh, I love her.
What do you mean? What do they love you for? Just because you're being so bubbly
playful
and playful?
Yeah.
That's nice.
And I'm also engaging.
And engaging, guys.
Yes.
So
I answer back to you.
What?
There's some that don't.
So people can find you on those two platforms. Those are the main three platforms. Those are the, you focus on those. And you
yes.
just learned Snapchat, so you're going to be doing that more, I assume.
Yeah, I'm like a little kid right now. I'm like Snapchatting away.
Thing.
And the filters are awesome.
They are. It's a whole filter thing. It's all, that's all they got.
It's all
filters.
About the filters.
That's it. All right. Well, I had a lot of fun with you.
Me too.
I
we should
love
do
to
this
have
again.
You back. You're so fun. I thought you were going to be the worst. And you.
I thought you were going to be the worst too.
I know, right?
And I was going to yell at Lainey, but now I'm going to hug her.
I'm amazing.
I know.
I can't wait to touch your teeth.
Here you go.
Worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going.